You're listening to the Black Eagles podcast.
Ortayı yaptı. Sekti. Gol! Gol! Gol! Gol! Gol! Gol! Maç boyunca durdu, şimdi attı. Abubakar attı. Abubakar, Abubakar, Abubakar.
Hello everyone and welcome back to the Black Eagles podcast. We're on the cusp of another European night of football, and it's a very important European night of football as Beşiktaş travel away to Bucharest to face Dinamo Kiev. Yes, I had already said it earlier last week that Dinamo Kiev had eliminated Aris Saloniki in the previous round of the UEFA Conference League qualifiers following a penalty shootout. Dinamo Kiev beat Aris 2-1 in Bucharest and had lost 1-0 away the week prior, but they beat the Greeks 6-5 on penalties, and therefore we are in for another spectacular Beşiktaş Dinamo Kiev head-to-head, as we have had quite a few in the past. A little bit about Dinamo Kiev before I give the microphone to our special guest Andrew Todos, who sent in an audio clip to preview the game between Beşiktaş and Dinamo Kiev on Thursday in Bucharest. But a little bit more on Dinamo Kiev in the meantime. They currently stand in 7th place in the Ukrainian Premier League after having played 3 matches and having accumulated 6 points. They lost 3-2 on the weekend to away at Chornomorets. So that was not a great result ahead of the double confrontation with Beşiktaş in the UEFA Conference League playoffs. Having said that, they do have a match in hand, as most other teams in the Ukrainian Premier League right now have already played 4 games, whereas Kiev, as I said, have only played 3 so far. Last season, Dinamo Kiev finished in a disappointing 4th position in the Ukrainian Premier League, 12 points behind eventual champions Shakhtar Donetsk and 7 points behind both number 2 Dnipro and number 3 Zorya. So only 4th place for Dinamo Kiev last season, and quite disappointing in 30 games, only 60 points. Mircea Lucescu hasn't had the best results in recent years. But let's focus on the history books a little bit before I hand the microphone over to Andrew. Beşiktaş and Dinamo Kiev have faced each other multiple times over the years, and the first time they ever met was in 1987 on the 4th of March. To be exact, Beşiktaş lost 0-5 at home to Dinamo Kiev. This was in the quarterfinals of the then Champions Cup that changed into the Champions League in 1993. Then, only a couple of weeks later, 2 weeks later to be exact, Beşiktaş faced Dinamo Kiev in Ukraine and lost 2-0 as well. Then we have to jump, and we have to make a really big jump of almost 15, you know, to be exact, actually 15 and a half years ahead to 2002, when the two teams met for the first time since 1987 on the 28th of November. Beşiktaş then beat Dinamo Kiev 3-1 at home in the third round of the UEFA Cup. You may have recollection of this, or you may have watched the game. The goals then were scored by Daniel Panku, Ronaldo Guiaro, and of course Pascal Numa, who can forget that amazing lob from 30-odd meters out. It was a fantastic goal. Then the return leg was played on the 12th of December 2002, and that one ended in a scoreless draw. That was in the third round of the UEFA Cup, as I had already mentioned. Besiktas went on to then beat Slavia Prague and go out in the quarterfinals against Lazio Roma. Then we have to make another jump of nearly 10 years to 2011. In 2011, we actually played Dynamo Kiev four times, to be exact. The first one of those four was on the 17th of February. Besiktas lost 1-4 at home to Dynamo Kiev in the Europa League second round. It was under Bernd Schuster, and this was the whole Portuguese invasion, so to speak. Ricardo Quaresma, Simão Sabrosa, Hugo Almeida, Manuel Fernandes had come in that January in the transfer window, and of course Guti Hernandes were still playing for Besiktas as well at that time. Besiktas had a really good run in Europe in the group stages, disappointing run in the league, but Bernd Schuster was mainly staying on because of his good run in Europe, and then Besiktas of course completely hit a dumpster fire against Dynamo Kiev in the second round following the group stages. And on the return leg, Besiktas lost again on the 24th of February. Another painful defeat, 4-0 in Kiev. So Besiktas going out 8-1 on aggregate in the Europa League second round in 2011, in February 2011. Fast forward nearly 7 months, on the 20th of October 2011, Besiktas faced Dynamo Kiev again, this time in the Europa League group stages, losing 1-0 away in Kiev. But on the 3rd of November 2011, Besiktas got their 3 points in the groups, beating Dynamo Kiev 1-0 at home. A goal scored by birthday boy Egemen Korkmaz. And of course, who can forget that infamous Kiev carambol that's from that game. And then we have to go forward another 5 years to the 28th of September, 2 days after Ricardo Quaresma turned 33 years old. Besiktas faced Dynamo Kiev again, and Ricardo Quaresma scored in this match, mind you. Besiktas finished this game 1-1 in the UEFA Champions League group stages. A disappointing result. I remember vividly Anderson Talisca being taken out in the box. Should have had a penalty. Wasn't given, and then Dynamo Kiev scored on a corner, I believe, when they had just made a substitution, unmarked man, and that match ended 1-1. Otherwise, a really good group stage run for Besiktas. They actually didn't lose the first 5 games in that group stage. They were left unbeaten in the UEFA groups, and they still had a chance for the next round. But on the final match day of that UEFA group stage, Dynamo Kiev was already eliminated on the 6th of December 2016. Besiktas traveled away to Kiev, and it was a horrible night. Andreas Beck was sent off. Penalty was awarded. Dynamo Kiev beat Besiktas 6-0. Aboubakar was also sent off in this game. 2 red cards for Besiktas. I remember very vividly how much of a travesty both the red card and the penalty were for Andreas Beck. It wasn't even a penalty. But back then, unfortunately, no VAR in the Champions League, and Besiktas went out into the UEFA Europa League, where they continued to the quarterfinals, of course, eventually bowing out on penalties against Olympique Lyon. So 10 matches over nearly 30 years between Besiktas and Dynamo Kiev, and we have to admit, on most of those nights we were on the short end of the stick. Hopefully it'll be different this time around. And our biggest success against Dynamo Kiev, of course, came 20 years ago under Mircea Lucescu, the current coach of Dynamo Kiev. So it will be both great and interesting to see Mircea Lucescu back in the Besiktas Stadium. Hopefully he'll get a good reception by the fans, at least. Let's hope the team gives him not that great of a reception and that we can beat Dynamo Kiev over both legs. But first things first is Bucharest on Thursday, where we will play away against Dynamo Kiev. And Andrew Todos, aka Zorya Londonsk on Twitter, a Ukrainian football specialist, he's going to give us all the details, ins and outs on Dynamo Kiev, how they're doing right now, how Lucescu is faring, and what their goals for the season are.
Regarding Dynamo having to play away from home due to the war and everything, it's been tough. No two ways about it. They've continued to play domestic games across Ukraine since the start of the 22-23 season, like all Ukrainian teams. So football carries on. These matches are just behind closed doors. However, following the full-scale invasion, for European ties, they're all played abroad, of course. This means extensive travel by coach across the border, either into Poland, as it was last year, and then flying on to wherever the away game is. Or this season, they get a bus into Moldova and then a flight to Bucharest, where their home games are going to be, and then further on, wherever the away games are, in this respect, Istanbul. The wait at the border is particularly lengthy, and I mean, last season and this season, I mean, journeys can take, I don't know, over 10 hours minimum. That's an absolute minimum, and probably longer just with the way, how long it takes to travel and all that kind of stuff. So not optimal preparation. And Luchescu, the Dynamo Kyiv manager, he's blamed these extensive journeys and sort of the fatigue and everything that's surrounding by that on a lot of his team's performances, especially in Europe. With regards to Dynamo actually getting to this stage of the competition, they started off in the last round, lost to Aris 1-0 in the first leg away, before winning 2-1 at home in Bucharest. And that led to penalties, which they ended up winning. So that's sort of their only big sort of preparation. And the Ukrainian Premier League's about 4 match days in. However, in between the home and away leg of this tie, so on this upcoming weekend, Dynamo Kyiv's UPL game will be postponed per se, so they don't have to travel back to Ukraine before they fly out to Istanbul. So they'll just be based in Bucharest for the next week or so. And with regards to players, I think people should be looking out for, I'm sure Besiktas fans will remember Andriy Yarmolenko. He's back from his European stage of his career after Borussia Dortmund, West Ham, even Al Ain, where he played last year in the United Arab Emirates. However, regardless of him, I feel that he's probably not as key as some of the younger talent. Vladislav Vanat, very dangerous as a centre-forward. Played particularly well at the under 21 Euros and for Ukraine. He made his debut last June. Quick, agile, good, composed finisher. Similarly, Mykola Shaparenko in midfield is another good one. Metronome in the side, main creative outlet, dictates play, lots of vision, quality passing. So both of those two, I think, certainly need to be looked out for. With regards to expectations, from the general public, from the Ukrainian media, I guess they're not very high, to be honest. The team under Luchescu over the past few years has declined since the first season where he came in and they won the league. Since then, been a bit of a plateau. It's just a general decline in the football that they play. They've not really been able to compete with the likes of Shakhtar in the league in particular, and have been putting in some pretty poor performances in Europe as well. Last year in the Europa League, they played very poorly. Yes, that can be tied in part to obviously the travel and the war and everything like that. But similarly, there's a lot of criticism of Luchescu's tactics, his game plan, just in general. Dynamo can look a bit lost on the pitch under him. And some in the media are even saying that, according to their sources, that Luchescu's priority is actually the league. And if they go out of the Conference League, then maybe it's not the biggest deal, because he's in his last year of his contract. He wants to sort of go out with a bang and win some final trophies, because age 78, however old he is now, he, I think, very much could retire once his current deal runs out. And apparently he's safe in terms of, even if they get knocked out of the Conference League against Besiktas, then he will stay on. But we'll have to wait and see whether all of that is true. With regards to my own expectations, on paper, Besiktas are favourites for me. It's going to be tough for Dynamo. I think the way the fixtures are scheduled as well doesn't bode too well in their favour, just because if they were playing in Istanbul first time round, in the first leg, then I feel that they could have tried to come back to Bucharest and tried to play out, you know, with a slightly less hostile atmosphere. Whereas now it's the other way around. They'll have to try and get the more positive result at home and then try and hold on in the second leg, which I think might be a bit tough. But we'll see. I'm going to stay positive. Hopefully they can make it through. But, I mean, I don't think there's going to be any surprises if they don't.
Thank you very much, Andrew, for being a recurring guest on the podcast. Of course, he already gave us his take on Alex Teixeira when we signed him in 2021. And now, again, Andrew has sent in a great take on Dynamo Kiev's current situation ahead of our confrontation with them on Thursday and the following week. And as Andrew said already, Dynamo Kiev will not have to play on the weekend in the league, and neither will Beşiktaş, as all European contenders in the Turkish Super League have been given a bye week. Beşiktaş, Galatasaray, Fenerbahçe and Adana Demirspor will not have to contest in the league this weekend to enable them to qualify for the group stages of their respective European competitions. This is a common practice in several European leagues. I know they've been doing this for years in the Netherlands when it comes to this final qualifying round. Very frequently you see that certain countries who are desperate for coefficient points will give their teams a breather, so to speak. Well, there's nothing left for me to say other than thank you for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please leave a review, a 5-star review. It's always helpful. Share this with your friends, share it with your family, share it with your dog, your cat. I don't care. Just share the podcast, spread the word. Follow us on Twitter at @Eagles_podcast. Follow me on Twitter at Razerian, RAZZERIAN. And you can also follow Sinan at Sir_Wright_a_lot. He will hopefully be making his triumphant return to the podcast in the near future, other than an after the beep, as you had heard earlier in this week already. Thank you very much again, and see you on the next episode of the Black Eagles podcast. Go Beşiktaş! I'm stealing that from Sinan. I'm totally stealing it. He has to come back and claim it. It's up to him. Alright, see you guys.
Ricardo Quaresma! Ricardo Quaresma! Mükemmel bir gol ama! Ricardo Quaresma! Quaresma ortayı yaptı! Sikti! Gol! Gol! Gol! Gol! Gol! Gol! Maç boyunca durdu, şimdi attı. Abubakar attı. Abubakar, Abubakar, Abubakar.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Artık son tehlikeler bunlar. Yattı, müthiş bir mücadele. Şovkovski inanılmaz buluyor, inanılmaz. Bir etten duvar var Beşiktaşlılardan. Bir etten duvar, biraz daha. Cenk çıkardı. İnanılmaz işler oluyor.